You're listening to SBS News.
Ahead of Treasurer Scott Morrison's third federal budget, there's been a flurry of new initiatives announced. Reports indicate income tax cuts are on the way for people in the bottom two tax brackets, earning up to $87,000 a year. Changes to higher tax brackets are expected from 2024, and the tax bracket for those earning more than $180,000 a year is also expected to be raised over time. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says low and middle income earners are likely to spend much of any tax cut that comes their way, and that aforementioned spending is likely to add to employment.
The government has made very clear that when it comes to personal income tax cuts, our first priority is to provide tax relief to low and middle income earners. I mean, that is obviously good for them, and it's good for the economy, and the detail and the specifics will be part of the budget on Tuesday.
But Scott Morrison says the size of the tax cut won't be mammoth and only what the budget can afford. Speaking to the Nine Network, he's defended the decision to reduce taxes at a time when the budget is still in deficit.
Now, we think it's important to have two rails. Keep control on taxes, keep control on spending, and that's how you get yourself on a sustainable path to a budget balance that can guarantee the essential services that Australians rely on, because it delivers and supports a stronger economy.
Labor Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen has told the ABC the cuts mustn't come at the cost of a healthy budget surplus.
Talk about a surplus which would be facing headwinds in the international economy. 0.5% will be blown over in a light breeze of an international downturn at any time over the next 4 or 10 years. Now, on their own figures, they don't do better than 0.5% of GDP, but I think Australia does deserve better than that.
Mental Health Service Lifeline is being given a $34 million cash injection to boost its telephone service. The funding from the Turnbull government in this year's budget will help the charity answer more calls and support the training of staff. Making the announcement in a video posted on YouTube, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the funding will support important work.
Thousands of volunteers taking calls from people who are lonely, who are in crisis, who are thinking of taking their own lives. And their love changes and saves lives. But they need more support. They need better computers, better systems. And so we're providing $34 million of additional funding to support Lifeline.
Meanwhile, sufferers of spinal muscular atrophy will have access to a life-saving drug for a fraction of the cost. Spinraza, which slows progression of the disease and can significantly improve motor function, will be made available on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme from June this year for all patients under 18 years of age. A year's supply of the drug was estimated to have cost more than $370,000, but it will now be around $40 per script. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the funding will save lives.
We know that spinal muscular atrophy is such a difficult condition. In many cases, of course, it has been tragic over the years, and for parents, this is a message that nobody wants to hear.
A tobacco task force is also being set up, which will include new powers for the tax office to charge tobacco duties and a new requirement to obtain a permit to import tobacco. Minister for Revenue Kelly O'Dwyer says it's going to raise millions of dollars in proceeds.
And we are very confident that the government will see a significant increase in revenue by disrupting these criminal syndicates, by making sure we get our hands on the illegal tobacco that's coming into this country, and by making sure that the tobacco that is imported by those people who in fact are legally able to import tobacco.
Overall, Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says the budget will be a responsible one, despite saying last month it would contain plenty of goodies. Mr McCormack says while the budget will deliver a number of vital projects across the country, the government won't let spending spiral out of control.
It's going to be a budget which is going to provide the sort of infrastructure that Australians need, want, demand and expect, whilst at the same time living within our means. It's important that we continue to live within our means, to make sure that we're fiscally responsible, and that's what we're doing.
The 2018 federal budget will be handed down Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.